This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is Wednesday, and thank you for joining us. We hope you're having a great week, and we're just going to get right into this awesome topic that we have for you, okay? So, listen up.
That's right. Maybe it's the last thing God told you to do. What is that? Has the flow in your life stopped, leaving you feeling frustrated and stuck? Well, maybe you haven't completed the last thing God told you to do. Remember, God is a God of order. And today we have suggestions to help you get back on track with Him, so this will be revealed.
Ooh, what is this? What is this?
I'm not going to say.
Ooh, I love it when there's like a tease. I get forward to what this is.
And what? There's a couple of scriptures. 2 Corinthians 3:17, for the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Mm-hmm. You know that scripture right there before you go to the next one? When you go back and you read, God's a God of order. Maybe people that are a little more free in the spirit, we call tree huggers, don't like to hear that God is a God of order because they don't like structure. I'm kind of in the middle there.
Yeah.
But for me, I have to have structure. So when you hear that, those of you that are your creative thinkers and tree huggers and free spirited, it's only because He loves you.
That's right.
Things have to be in order. And so when you're out there, you artsy people like me, and you realize, man, I just don't want to do things that way. Well, you can still be creative and do things in order, and you'd be surprised at how much faster what you're wanting to do will fall into place.
That's right.
Because God's a God of order. He is the ultimate creative person.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look around, He's also a God of order. So you can be both.
That's right, exactly. And 1 Corinthians 14:40 says just that. But be sure that everything is done properly and in order.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, God says it.
Right.
Got to be something to it.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so I want to give an example of this. We have so many ideas here at our ministry that we want to do. Some of them are from God, some of them are not from God, and some of them are from God, just not right now. And when we've heard from God, we'll start moving in a certain direction. And man, it's like we were saying, things are flowing, and we're not really feeling frustrated, and we're feeling good. And then for me, I'll run into a snag. And that's all I need to get off track, because that gets me like, oh, this is going to take longer, and the snag a lot of times will involve more people, or it's going to involve me doing more research or more planning. I'm like, again, an artsy right brain kind of person doesn't want all that. We just want it to go. And so that, for me, is a recipe for things to just start going. I'll start going all over the place. I'm like, well, maybe we should do this. Mm-hmm. Or I had this other idea. Let's go and do that. And the Lord always pulls me back and goes, what is the last thing I told you to do? So if I get back on track with Him and realize, okay, it was whatever it is, and I get back on there and work through these things that I'll allow myself to get back on track because I don't want to tackle, I'll tackle them and it'll start going again.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that we're teasing you with that's revealed is more.
Yeah.
When I get back on track with Him and start doing the last thing He told me to do, then you'll start revealing more to me. But He's not going to until I do the last thing He told me to do.
That's right.
And that's where you get so frustrated. It's like, why isn't God telling me more? Because I didn't complete the last thing He told me to do. And that is always the way it is with me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I get back on track and be obedient and go, okay, God, you're right. You're a God of order. And the last thing you told me to do was this. It starts back up again.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Well, that's true. I mean, sometimes I'll bite off more than I can chew. You know, I'll have 6 different projects going at one time, and I just have to pray about it and just say, God, you know, what do you want me to tackle first? You know, what's the first thing I need to do here? You know, and really, the further we progress in our relationship with Christ, the more God's glory comes out in our life. You know, and that's the first thing in the order that I have to do. Am I putting Him first? Am I asking Him for advice? Mm-hmm. Am I praying to Him? Am I praying with my wife? You know, are we doing things in order for Him to direct our steps?
It's like when I was single and I wanted to be married again.
Yeah.
What was God's order to that? To get my thinking straightened out? Mm-hmm. To get my life in order so that I would be able to be the absolute best I could humanly be with His help to offer a spouse. And that was God's order for me. And anybody listening out there that wants to be married, get your life in order. Physically, emotionally, financially, spiritually, to the best that you can.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't have to be perfect, and I still didn't have everything worked out the way I wanted it to be when I met you. But you know what? Didn't bother you. And the reason it didn't is because you're the one God had for me. And mm-hmm. guess what? You had your own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's God, it's not going to matter.
Right.
So I took responsibility and did all that I knew to do so that I didn't burden you with a lot of my problems and be looking for somebody to be my savior and all that. I wanted to be able to be prepared enough to walk beside you in life mm-hmm. so that we could do great things in the kingdom and not us be expecting the other one to be our savior. And somebody needed to hear that.
Yeah, I sure did.
Somebody needed to hear. We have such a love for singles.
Mm-hmm,
and that is the honest to God truth, y'all. Do the last thing God tells you to do in preparing yourself for a spouse. And be open to listen to people that have victory in that area.
Yeah, and make sure
that... It's humility for you to go, I want to be married, but it's not working for me. What did y'all do?
True, and that's, you know, something really...
That's what I did.
Yeah, I know, me too. You know, and really that's the standard really you need to have for that person if you are single, really. Is don't have them at a standard where they're just like Jesus, because they can never be like that, okay? But do they have the desire to be more like Him every single day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, we want to be in order, and God's going to help us with that. Sometimes things get messed up,
mm-hmm.
okay? That's just life. Mm-hmm. Don't get all tangled up and walk in self-condemnation and feel bad about yourself because maybe you went out of order on something.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for God to help you with that, and He'll put it back in order. You know, He's very, you know, God, you know, He's tough. He's a man's man. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but He's also very gentle, and He will put His arms around you, and He'll direct you.
Mm-hmm.
And He'll say, you know what? You kind of got off track here just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Main reason why? You didn't come to me first. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still here. I'm God Almighty. And I'm going to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's start it over. Let's do it again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah, you singles out there, you know, I mean, really, that's really what you want God to, you know, to really reveal to you mm-hmm. is, am I working on my relationship with you first?
And let that other person, whoever that is, go and work on you.
That's right.
Because if you'll spend your time in preparation, going on with your life, doing the next right thing in front of you to do, being excellent, not perfect, but being excellent, striving for excellence for the Lord because you're living for Him, He'll take care of the rest.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be thinking, you know, you're going to be changing that person when they come along. Just work on your relationship and letting God change you.
But I will say my clothes have gotten a lot more groovy since I've been married. And
now how is that a God of order? How does that talk this
off? Well, somehow it came in order. I mean, I don't know how. But what I'm saying is, for you guys out there, you think you're all cool and everything. You know, you're not. Okay, wait till you get married, and your wife will help you, you know, be a better person. So that is part of God's order for us guys, okay? And so I just think it's great. My wife, you know, enjoys putting clothes together for me or just picking me up something. It means a lot to me. It means a whole lot to me. And that's all part of the order. Because I was obedient in God's order to be married. One of the benefits is having a loving, godly wife enjoys doing things like that. It's all
a benefit of order. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? The order in your life, like we've mentioned over and over in this podcast, begins with Jesus. Mm-hmm. Is he the first one in your life? Is he your main reason for waking up in the morning? Well, you know what? If he is, then thank you. Awesome. But really ask yourself, and if he's not, then have you given your life to him? Have you given your heart to him? Or maybe you did give your heart to him years ago, you thought, and you've walked away. Well, he's a God of order, and he'll put you back in order if you want him to. But the first step, like we said, is to give your life to him. So if you've never given your heart to Jesus, we would love for you to do it right now and begin putting your life in order and letting him direct it. Please pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Please put my life in order, Lord, by putting you first in my life. I know that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day, and you say, because of the cross, my sins are forgiven. And I'm asking you, please, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Thank you for being my Savior. Thank you for putting my life in order. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you want to end this?
Yeah, well, listen, we appreciate you guys. And maybe it is, you know, the last thing God told you to do, you think about it right now, maybe it is putting things in order. Remember, God is a God of order. But just remember the this. What is that, honey?
More will be revealed.
That's right.
When you get things back on track.
That's exactly right.
He can't tell you more until you be obedient, do the last thing he tells you to do. It's in order.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, we love y'all, and we look forward to talking to you tomorrow. And until then, keep living it up.
While beginning again.